Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We're holding the Mishnah at the very bottom of Chof Amid Beis. The Mishnah is a continuation of the Gemara that we spoke about yesterday. That is, we had the halacha that you're not allowed to go and sell karka to a pagan, to an oyved avoidus chechavim in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know? Because it says in the Pasuk, loisi chonein. And we had three drushes. But the main drasha for our purpose is loisitein lehem chaniya bakarka. You're not allowed to go and sell and give a stakehold to an idolater, to an oyved avoid zora in Eretz Yisrael. And we explained that the Meforshim say that the reason is because if you're going to live among oyved avoid zora, they may have a hashpa'ah, they may influence you, chas v'shalom, also to go and serve avoid zora. So to keep a distance, the Torah says, Lo yisuchonet. You're not allowed to go and sell, or for that matter, convey a property to an idolater, an oyved avoid zora, in Eretz Yisrael. It's not only an atheist. This applies across the board today. Generally, the Rishonim and the Poskim say that none of that applies in today's day and age, because the fear of Oyv de Avoy de Zorah is not present today. Number one, you don't really have Avoy de Zorah. Christianity is not considered to be Avoy de Zorah for these purposes. Islam is not considered to be Avoy de Zorah for these purposes. There's also a problem of Eva. Another problem that even those that are of other religions don't mean it sincerely. They just go through the motions, so on and so forth. So 99% of these halachas don't really apply today. But in the good old days, when they had pagans and they had oyv de avoy de zorah, people that actually worshipped idols, people that actually defecated in front of the pa'or avoy de zorah, and those people that threw stones at the markulia. Do you know anybody that today goes into a church and starts defecating in public, and that's the form of idol worship? Do you know anybody today that goes and throws stones? The only idol worship that we have today is perhaps of President Trump. But otherwise, who worships idols? Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So in those days when Oyv de Avoy de Zorah, you're not allowed to go and sell to them, our Mishnah says that Midrabonon, the Chacham said, not only don't sell, but also don't lease or rent to them. Ein maskirin lehem batim Eretz Yisrael. Vein tzorach lo imer sodois. You're not allowed to be maskir. A maskir is a gzeira mishum machira. Because if you're going to allow to go and rent an apartment, a house, a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, then the next step is going to be, if I'm renting, I can already sell. After all, my tenant is a good guy and he's offering me the right price and I'll sell it to him. So, ein maskir. And certainly you're not allowed to go and be maskir sodois. Our Mishnah doesn't tell us the reason why the Ein Tzorach Loimar, but the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that the reason is because otherwise you're going to be mamafkia, trumas and maestris from Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah for every Jew to go and give trumas and maestris, but that only is if the Jew owns the property. If a goy owns the property, he's not going to give trumas and maestris. So you're going to be mafkia from the chi of trumas and maestris, and therefore that's another good reason not to go and rent not only a residence, a piece of property, a bayis, but certainly not a soda, because you'd be mafkia from Trumas and Maestris. We'll talk about that more as we get into the Gemara. Now, what the Mishnah tells us is that because of the Isra in Eretz Yisrael, we made similar gezeirois in Surya, as well as in the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Now, what's so special about Surya? Surya, these scholars say, is more or less modern-day Syria. And during David HaMelech's reign, he was Kovesh Surya and annexed it to Eretz Yisrael. However, he did not do that with all of the legal requirements for adding additional property to Eretz Yisrael. You're asking yourselves, well, what are those legal requirements? So we spoke about them in Masechta Sanhedrin. You have to have, among other things, a Kohen Gadol that has the Urim and Tumim. You have to have a Melech, you have to have a Navi. Melech v'Navi wasn't really a problem, because number one, David HaMelech was a Melech, and they were Nevi'im, we know Nosan and Navi and other Nevi'im at that time. However, there was no consultation with the Urim V'Tumim. Also, they didn't have it B'Shishim Riboy, says Rashi, didn't do it en masse with Gans Klai Yisrael, just a selected, limited group. They didn't do it B'Toidois U'B'Shir. A lot of the requirements that you find in Sanhedrin were not present here. But nevertheless, David HaMelech decided to go and capture Syria and annex the territory of Israel. And this is what's known as Kibush Yochid. And throughout Shas, you have a machloikis with the Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush or Lav Shmei Kibush. In our Havamina, the Gemara assumes that everybody in the Mishnah holds Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. And therefore, Syria does not get to the same level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it does not have the din of the Leisichonim, Leisitin Lehem Chaniya Bekarka. This Leisichonim is exclusively in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Syria, and not in Chutzlart. We'll see much more about this in the Gemara. Kibish Yochid Shmei Kibish, Lav Shmei Kibish. But the way Rashi is learning in the Havamina, according to this Man Yom, which is Rameir, as we'll see momentarily, the din of Kibish Yochid is Lav Shmei Kibish, and therefore may Iker Hadin, you're allowed to go and sell properties in Syria to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Because Me'ikra Din, you're allowed to, the Chachamim put on Gzeira, if you're going to allow for the sale of properties in Syria to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, you might come to allow for selling properties in Eretz Yisrael to Sechloi Sechonim. So they made a Gzeira. But they only made a single Gzeira. They didn't make a double Gzeira. Meaning, says the Mishnah Ubasuria, maskir in lehem batim. You are allowed to be maskir. You're now allowed to go and sell batim, even the Minat Torah, you're allowed to, because kibish yochid lav shmei kibish. However, midrabon, negzeira, if you're going to allow for the sale in Surya, then you're going to allow for the sale in Eretz Yisrael. So they said, don't sell. However, maskir, you're allowed to be maskir lehem batim, because that's really, if you will, exeira. You can allow for a haskara, then you can allow for mechira. You can allow for mechira in Surya, you can allow for mechira in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we didn't want to make a double gzeira. But sodos, you're not allowed to be maskir. Why can't you be maskir sodos? Like the Mishnah said a moment ago, because sodos are more chomor. Why the more chomor? Like we said in the Gemara, because in mafkia than trumas amaisis. So not necessarily that we have a problem of trumas amaisis in Syria, but what we mean to say is, if you're going to allow for haskara in Syria of sodois, then you're going to allow for a mechira of sodois in Syria. No, big deal. Yeah, but if you're going to allow for a mechira, then you're going to allow for a mechira in Eretz Yisrael, and that you're not allowed to do because you're mafkia for trumas amaisis. Aye, that sounds like gzeira. True, says Rashi. But since we have two solid reasons why not to go and sell a soda in Eretz Yisrael, number one, because of Leisichonen, Leisitilem Chaniya Bekarka, number two, because of Mafkia Trumas Amaisris, so therefore, since it's so chomer, it's much more chomer than just Batim, which only has one reason, that's why in Syria, although the Chacham relaxed the Gzeira and said, don't sell Batim in Syria, but you're allowed to rent Batim in Syria. When you're talking about sodois, not only don't sell them, but don't rent them. However, once you go to Chutzlaret, which is of course further down, we're no longer talking about Syria, we're talking about Europe, we're talking about Asia, we're talking about America, anywhere else in Chutzlaret, you're allowed to go and even do a mechira. He were no longer goizer to Eretz Yisrael, because it's, says Rashi, it's merachik or merchak. It's far away. Because I'm going to sell them a property in New York, I'm going to come to sell a property in Eretz Yisrael. Ah! But Syria was adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. If I'm going to allow for a mechira of batim or sodois in Syria, oy, chulil v'chasi might do this in Eretz Yisrael, and he'd be over Yisurim of Leisichonim, and be mafkia trumas amaisus. Chutzlar, which is far away, moichim abatim, there's no gzeira whatsoever. Not only allowed to be masker, even allowed to go and sell batim. However, when it comes to sodis being so chomor, there's still a gzeira of you can only mask your tzaddis, but you cannot sell tzaddis. So you see from Rav Meir, there's a progression. We go progression downwards in terms of the Choymer Ho Isser. When you're talking about Eretz Yisrael, Ein Maskirim Batim, the Ein Maskirim Tzaddis. When you get to Syria, you're allowed to be Maskir Batim, but not Tzaddis. In Chutz Laaretz, not only allowed to be Maskir, even allowed to be Moicher Batim. And although you cannot go and sell Tzaddis, Hu Maskirim Tzaddis, Divrei Rav Meir. Now Rabbi Yossi goes with that same pattern as Rav Meir. However, he is Mekel on each stage of the three, of the Eretz Yisrael, the Surya, and the Chutz Laaretz, as you'll see. Rabbi Yossi, Eretz Yisrael, Maskirim Lembatim, Avaloi Tzaddis. Oh, so Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, Ein Maskirim Batim, no Chuli Lvachastel, be Maskir, because you're going to be Maskir, you're going to go and be Moicher. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Maskirim Lembatim. No gezeira haskara atu mechira. But that's only by batim. Avloi sodos. Sodos don't be maskir. Because remember, sodos have tarti lereyesa, tarti liyisura. Sodos is much more chomer than batim. So don't be maskir sodos. Ubesuria, moichrim batim, umaskirin sodos. Remember, if you go Surya in the bottom of the Amud Beis, top line here of the Amud Aleph, Tanakhama, the Rav Meir says, in Syria, maskirim hambatim means you can be maskir but don't sell. Says Rabbi Yossi, you can sell moichim batim, no problem, you can sell. And he's not goizer mechira in Syria or to mechira in Eretz Yisrael. Or maskirim tzaddis, he even allowed to be maskir tzaddis. Tanakhama said, no, don't be maskir tzaddis. No, you can be maskir tzaddis. Don't sell tzaddis because again you have tarti liisura. However, you're allowed to be maskir. Once you get to Chutz Laaretz, Moichim Elu, the floodgates are open, you can do whatever you want. You can be Moichim, you can be Masker, Batim, Sodois, everything. With this, we've concluded the first tickle. We're going to go through this in a little bit more detail in the Gemara, but you see the pattern is very simple and straightforward. You only have to halt kop where this Isra Mechira, where this Isra Haskara. The bottom line is, we have three different regions, Eretz Yisrael, Syria, and Chutz Laaretz, and we have two separate dinim in terms of batim and tzaddis. Kuli alma moide tzaddis is more chomer than batim. Only question is, how does it work out bottom line in halacha? New shtickle. Af makom shomer lahaskir. Each one of the places that we said maskinim lahem batim yo, whether it's in Chutz Laaretz, whether it's in Syria, that you're allowed to be maskir batim. Loy lebeis dira omru. They weren't talking about apartments, because they bring in Avodah Zarah into their apartments. We're not talking about putting up a tzelem with a yoizel. We're talking about putting in real idols into their homes. Real idols. What's the din? Don't allow for that. Shenema leisobi tei eva el toich beisecher el beisecher. V'yisachem kamoyu shakitz shaktenu tzayv tzelenu kicherimu. You're not going to bring in a tei eva. So even though you're renting it to somebody else, don't allow him to bring the Avodah Zarah. Now how can you stop him? After all, the guy he lives with is Avodah Zarah. So how can you go and prevent him? You can't prevent him. So don't go and be masker beis dira. So what are you masker? Rashi says, tzivi v'tivna. Go and allow him to rent a storage bin, a storage house, a shed, even a large building, but not for living purposes, for commercial purposes. You can go and store over there tzivi, and tzivi, the tzivi is lumber or firewood, and teven is straw that you can go and use also for fires, or you can go and use it for animals. You can rent in properties, buildings, whatever, but not for residential purposes, because he brings in idols. Shem l'sovi t'eve el beisach. V'chol mokim l'yaskil l'yis amerchit. In all places, in other words, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz Laaretz, do not rent out to him a beis hamerchat. Why? Because it's named after him, after the Yisrael who built it. What is that all about? So we'll see Mietzu Shem and Yomid Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us, if you're going to lease out a beis hamerchat, in other words, you bought a beis hamerchat, and Baruch Hashem, it's bringing in nice hachnosis throughout the year. You're making $10,000, $100,000. And there's a local guy that says, you know what, I would like to go and rent or lease this Beis Hamerchetz from you, and then I'll pay you, of course, monthly lease payment. You won't have the headache of the Beis Hamerchetz, how to heat up the water every day and to get the towels and to clean it up. That'll be my headache, and I'll pay you a lease, and I will take the income. So, sounds like any type of business transaction where you're leasing a property. Zok the Mishnah, you're not going to do that. Mishnikra al-Shamay. What means Nikra al-Shamay? So Mishnah will see on the Amid Beis, because everybody calls that bathhouse, that Merchitz, they call it Lamashal Goldberg's bathhouse. Goldberg being the name of a Jew. And now, even though a Goy is going to be leasing it, Smith or McGillicuddy is going to lease it for a year, everybody's going to say, I'm going to Goldberg's bathhouse, because that's the name that it has in the community. And it's going to be open on Shabbos. So people will say, oh, Goldberg is leasing and running his Beis Hamerchetz on Shabbos. Yeah, but I only see Goyim in the facility. Oh, you think you're allowed to keep a store, a business open by using Goyim? Amir la'akim is aser. Besides the fact that he's going to be your shliach in doing Maisa Veda on Shabbos. Anyway, we'll talk about that more on the Amid Beis. That's why you're not allowed to lease Hamerchetz. It's nothing to do with Leis Sichanim, because we're talking about Bechol Mokayim, even in Chutzlatz. Okay. We talked about having an Avodah Zorah in a on your property, some of you may have known Dr. Manfred Lehman, Zichron Levracha. Dr. Manfred Lehman was a very unusual, unique individual. He was a great, great scholar. He had many, many incunabula. Incunabula means writings, svarim that were published before the year 1500, which were very, very valuable, as well as that he had manuscripts going back hundreds and hundreds of years. And he was a great philanthropist, and he was very much against the Vatican, because they wouldn't allow people to see some old writings, and they wouldn't give back to Jews some of the svarim that were pillaged and were stolen by the Vatican and by the Church throughout the hundreds of years, during pogroms and during crusades and all the rest. Anyway, why am I telling you about this? Among other things, this Dr. Lehman would travel frequently to Africa, and the reason why he traveled frequently is because he had a stamp business, and he arranged with many of the African nations that he would go and produce stamps for them. He would arrange for the paper for the stamps to be manufactured in Turkey, and then the adhesive he would get from France, and he would get someone in Greece to put the two together. And then it would be shipped off to somewhere else, another country, where they would go and stamp it. In other words, put the colors and whatever design on the stamp. And then those countries, by and large, didn't need stamps, because most of the people at that time were totally illiterate, and they didn't know how to write, and they couldn't send any types of letters anyway. But this was strictly for stamp collectors throughout the world. So each one of these countries would go and produce every year 100,000 stamps, which were sold to stamp collectors throughout the world. And this was a nice parnasa, both for Dr. Lehman and family, as well as for those countries who didn't have to lift a finger, and they were making money, profits on these stamps. Okay, none of this is important for the story. What is important for the story is that our family was close to the Lehman family. And I visited there from time to time as a young kid, I was a little bit older. And among things that Dr. Lehman was a big collector, because since he went to Africa from time to time, one of the things that he collected was what I would call a voodoo idol or something similar. Idols that looked absolutely abhorrent, but nevertheless, this was a major thing, and the Africans would go and dance around it and go boo-doo-hoo-doo and boo-doo-doo-boo-boo-boo, and they had very ugly faces and who knows what. Anyway, to cut a long story short, at one point a mezuzah man was invited to their home. What was a mezuzah man? You had people that were Yodei Kabbalah and understood these things, and they would, if anybody came to them and said, I got a problem, I have an issue, whatever,
bring your mezuzah. So you bring your mezuzah, he would look into the mezuzah, and immediately we would go and say, somebody in the family is not well, needs a refuah, needs a yeshua, someone needs a yeshudach, whatever it was. And he would go and say, I see from this mezuzah, X, Y, and Z. And then he would give eitzes and skulas to as a yeshua for whatever that person needed. Okay. Anyway, Dr. Lehman showed him his mezuzahs, and he looked at it and he said, I can see that unfortunately there's a tumah of avodah zarah in your home, and you should try to eradicate it as soon as possible, because chas v'sholem cholila, there is a terrible ruach tumah in the home, and that chas v'sholem could lead to terrible, unfortunate consequences. Okay, that's what he said. Dr. Lehman was from Yekisha Obstammung, that means he was from German background, and he says, you know, this is a Svardi that believes in all this Kabbalah stuff, and this is really not our thing, and he kind of dismissed it out of hand. Anyway, Leilein of Leilechem, within a year, his son passed away, Jamie, who was he was brilliant Jamie. He was married for a few years, unfortunately never had any children, and then he passed away suddenly, and then people said, oh, now we put two and two together, the Masa with the Avodah Zarah. So why am I telling you all this? Yes, it's true, we don't find here in America too many Oivdei Avodah Zarah, people that bow down to idols and stuff, but in places like third countries, like third world countries, like places in Africa, you could still see today people dancing and bowing down to idols, and although he probably bought them in some sort of, you know, antique shop or whatever, or tourist shop, he bought these carvings and stuff and hung it up in his house. He never gave much importance to it, but that Baal Kabbalah from the Zuzah said, this is the real McCoy, this is Tuma. He didn't even see it, he just saw the mezuzah. And the mezuzah, he said, he sees there's a ruach tumah in the house from Avodah Zarah, and chas v'sholem, it has dire consequences, and le'aleinu v'le'aleichem, Nebuch Jamie passed away. Mishneh Besuras Toivis says, our Mishnah, don't allow them to bring Avodah Zarah into the home, le'sovi te'ev el be'secha, don't bring it in. So therefore you can only rent them batim for storage bins, storage houses, commercial purposes, but not if they're going to bring the Avodah Zarah in their home. Okay. Zoktimar, we started off the Mishnah by saying, don't be maskir batim ben tzorach lemen el chavada, koshke en kal v'choymer, not sodois. Vus is the kal v'choymer, my tzorach lemen el sodois. Ilem mishum di is batarti. Maybe the reason is because there are two reasons. Number one, chodet d'chani is karg, that's the loisichoni. V'chodet d'kom mafkele b'maiser, like we said, it's mafkia from Trumas and Maisers, by going and giving the property to the goy. Ihochi batim nami ikatarti. You have the same problem with the pious. Chodah chaniyas karka. If you're going to allow him to go and take a house, then chaniyas karka leisichonim. V'chodah dekamafka lomi mezuzah. There's not going to be a mitzvah mezuzah. The goy is going to own the house. He's not going to put mezuzahs up. So my mafkia. Omer misharsha mezuzah choyves adorhu. Misharsha says you cannot compare mezuzah to maisres. Because, as Barry is fond of saying, there's a difference between a gavra and a chavtza. The mitzvah of mezuzah is a mitzvah on the gavra. That the person, if he lives in this house, he buys the house, he rents the house, he got to put mezuzah because he's the choy b'sadar. It's not that the bias requires a mezuzah. The best proof of the pudding is, if a yid doesn't own this house, there's no mitzvah you have to buy a house to put a mezuzah on. You have a house, you put on a mezuzah. You don't have a house, you don't put on a mezuzah. And therefore, it's a mitzvah on the gavra, not on the chafza. Masha enkin Eretz Yisrael, before you even enter into Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of Trumas and Maisris on the whole land of Eretz Yisrael. If you go and take a piece of land now, and you hand it over to the goy by selling it, to give him a present, whatever, you're not only oivin leitzichonen, if this is land that can be cultivated for Trumas, for crops, for fruits, for vegetables, whatever it is, then you have a problem. Oh, be mafkia mitei trumas amaisis. It's a choiv on the chavtza, not on the kaf. I'm sorry, once again. The din of trumas amaisis today is a machloikis that you have throughout Shas
where the kedusha l'shata is also kodesh l'asa gavai. That the kedusha that it had at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, did that extend into the times of Ezra, and the kedusha that it had in times of Ezra, does it still extend to today? So it's a machloikis l'halacha, whether or not, one thing is sure, kuli al moidi, you have to give trumas and maisers today, machloikis only is whether it's mitiraisa or midraban. And that's why everybody today, every heir of the chiyid, makes sure to go and give trumas and maisers, or he buys the product in Eretz Yisrael with a hashkocha that says, don't worry, we already gave trumas and maisers. So there is a chiyiv today, only the shal is whether it's tiraisa or draban. Our Gemara is assuming, if it's a machloikis, as you say, our Gemara is assuming, like the Mandi Omar, that he has that koyach to be mafkia, and since he has a koyach to be mafkia, you now let it go and sell him, or even rent to him, a property in Israel, because he's certainly not going to give Trumas HaMaisers. Like the Besuria Maskir and Bakir. In our Mishnah, we said, Surya, you are allowed to be maskir, but you're not allowed to go and sell. Ma'ishna Machir Doloi. Why not? Because of the gzeira to Eretz Yisrael. Fred Marie Hachi, Meschiris Nami Nigzer. Why don't you go make a gzeira schiris? Because after all, we said in the Mishnah, not only a moichim, but a maskirin in Eretz Yisrael. So why do we say by Surya, maskirin lembat? In other words, you're maskir, you're not allowed to sell, but you're allowed to be maskir. Why don't we make the gzeira that you shouldn't be maskir as well? So it's more very simple. He the whole issur of schiras or of mechira in Eretz Yisrael is otu mechira in the whole issur of mechira in Surya is otu mechira in Eretz Yisrael. Why otu mechira? Because the Gemara at this point holds that kibbish yachid lav shmei kibbish. So meikra din, you're allowed to go and sell. You're allowed to be maskir. It's chutzlar. It's not Eretz Yisrael. Even though David HaMelech was koivishit, as it said, as a kibbish yochid, in the Havamin holds kibbish yochid, lav shmei kibbish. No din of mechira, no din of haskar. Ah, so why in the Mishnah does it say, suri maskira lembatim, in other words, mechira not, but haskar, yes. So mechira not, because you're making gezeira, mechira of Surya, otu mechira in Eretz Yisrael. So say the same thing. Don't allow for me maskir in Surya, or to be maskir in Eretz Yisrael. We said Eretz Yisrael ain't maskir. If you're going to allow for them to rent property in Surya, you're going to come to rent property in Eretz Yisrael. Says Yimar, come on, do me a favor. The whole haskara in Eretz Yisrael is al tzgzeira, or to mechira. So now haskara from Surya, or to haskara in Eretz Yisrael. Haskara in Eretz Yisrael, or to mechira in Eretz Yisrael, that's already gzeira, gzeira. So Yimar, gzeira, gzeira. The whole iser of mechira in Surya is gzeira. We should make a double gzeira. That's why, although a moichrin maskir lehembat. Break imora baskiris soda. Let's continue on the top line of the omid. It says in Surya maskir lehembatim avalois sodois. Don't be maskir sodois. The schiras in Surya. You just told me that Surya is kibbish yachid lav shmei kibbish. So there's really no din whatsoever. So what's the reason why you can't be maskir a soda in Surya, or to be maskir a soda in Eretz Yisrael? And why can't you be maskir soda in Eretz Yisrael, or to mechir of a soda in Eretz Yisrael? It's a chmaita a gzei l'gzeirahi v'kogos rinon. Ever the Gemara Hosam Lav Gzeri, I changed my mind. It's not like I've been saying for the last 20 minutes that Kibbish Yochid is Lav Shmei Kibbish. Rameir holds Kasava Kibbish Yochid Shmei Kibbish. Oh, and Shmei Kibbish, therefore, Surya has a din like Eretz Yisrael of Loi Sechonei. And if you're talking about a Soda, you have a problem of Mafkir Trumas HaMaisros. So, Gemara, Kasava Kibbish Yochid Shmei Kibbish. Soda is beitarti goes the beirabana, a soda that has both dinim loy sichonim as well as being mafkiva trumas amaisus goes the beirabana, and that's why they said don't be maskir sodois. Batim less butarti. Batim only has one reason because of loy sichonim.
like gozim barabona. Therefore, you're not allowed to go and sell batim because this man the Yama holds kibbish yochid shmei kibbish. Therefore, you cannot sell them a bias in chutz laaretz, in Syria. That is in Syria. Why? Because it's like Eretz Yisrael. Kibbish yochid shmei kibbish. However, you're allowed to be maskir because they were not goyzer. But when you're talking about sodois, which has two problems, the loisichonim problem and the hafkor tuvus hamaisah problem, that's why they said not only can yat, although havelei sodois, not only can you not be moicher sodois because it's like Eretz Yisrael, kibbish yochid shmei kibbish, but you're not allowed to even be maskir sodois because of the double whammy. The two Isurim, Lishchonim, together with Trumas HaMaisis. Now that's all in Syria. V'chutz La'aretz, Vushtei, Moichon HaMbatim. There's no din even of Mechira, there's no Sichonim, Moichon HaMbatim. When it comes to Sodois, you can only be Maskir, you can't go and sell. What's the difference between Sodois and Batim? And Gemara repeats it again. Sodois is Butarti, you have both reasons. God's Verabonin, so don't be. Sell, but you can be maskir. Batim less butar because of Rabbanan, they said there's no gzeiretz ever. You can even sell them, no problem. Good. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Beretz Yisrael maskir and batim. Again, Rabbi Yosi is one step removed from Remeir each time. What's the reason why he distinguishes? So let's see Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah starting on the third line Beretz Yisrael. Fourth line maskir and batim avoloi sodis. Why is there difference between batim and sodis? And once again, my timer. So does the Isbutarti have both reasons. Loisichonim, together with Mafkir Tumas HaMaisis, goes with Rabbanan. And that's why they said, don't even be maskir. Not only don't sell, don't even be maskir in Eretz Yisrael. Batim Teles Butarti, because with Rabbanan they said, selling you can't sell, Loisichonim. But you're allowed to be maskir. No problem. Umasuriya Moichrin, what was the halacha later of Yosi? Suriya Moichrin, Batim Maskirin, Sodois. My timer. Zokti Mora, Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rameir, and he holds Kosovi Kibish Yachid, Loish make Kibish. Oh, so Minatoira, there's no problem, one, no Isurim whatsoever in Syria. However, so did this Pitarti, Kosverabonon, so that it has both reasons, like Sichonim, and because of Mafkir Trumas Maisis in Eretz Yisrael, they were Goyzer, and that's why Rabbi Yosi says that in Syria, Maskir and Sodis, but you're not allowed to go and sell sodois. Batim less butarti goes with Rabbanan, and that's why in Syria even allowed to be moicher batim. Maybe we should be goizer moich mechiris batim in Syria or to Eretz Yisrael. No, the Chum didn't feel that it was necessary to be goizer because Syria is like chutz laaretz. Kibish yochid lav shmei kibish. You can even sell back, but don't go and sell sodois because of gzeira or to Eretz Yisrael. The is butarti. You have two reasons. The is. Abuchutz Loretz Moichrin says Rabbi Yosi Moichrin everything Moichrin Eilu veEilu Sai Batim Sai Sodis everything is Mutter Mutter Mutter. My time. Why does Rabbi Yosi hold that? The Merchit since it's so far away. Loi Gazrinin. I'm not going to anything at all vis-a-vis the din of Chaniya Bekarka nor vis-a-vis Tumas Amaisris. Loi Gazrinin. Period. Now we have a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rabbi Yudah Mishmul. Halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. Normally, Yom Machlokes Rami Rabbi Yosi always passing with Rabbi Yosi. In addition to Rabbi Yosi Nemuka Imoy, that's a standard rule. There are exceptions, of course, in the rule, but normally Rami Rabbi Yosi Halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now adds a new kinesh, a new wrinkle that we didn't talk about until then. Even in those places where we said you are allowed to go and sell batim, sell individual batim, but don't make a whole neighborhood of oivdei kechavim. What means a neighborhood? V'kama shchuna, tana, shtein nebrais, ein shchuna p'chusa mishloish b'neyotim. Three people together. So don't go and sell three houses together to oivdei kechavim to pay it. What's the problem? Why not? So the Meforshim say, if you only have one person there, whether it's in Syria or in Eretz Yisrael, what have you, then I'm not that concerned that they'll have that hashpo if it's essentially a Jewish neighborhood. Okay, so there's one Oyved Avodah Zarah, I'll dismiss him
out of turn. However, if there are three of them, then I have to worry about either they'll have ashpa from avodah zarah, the three are going to stick together, and therefore they may have ashpa. But there's another concern as well, and the other concern is because of shvichas dam, and that is if you have these three oivdei avodah zarah, the pagans living together, they chas v'shalom at night can get together and start having ideas. What can we do to cause harm chas v'shalom to Yiddish kinder, to Bnei Yisrael? Therefore, don't allow for three to live together in one neighborhood, one next to each other. So you just said now, even in those places where you're allowed to sell, and where you're allowed to be maskir, don't sell three houses together. Frank Timar, but what happens if I sell one large lot to the Oivzi Chum? That you're allowed to do. What happens then if he subdivides it into three lots and he keeps one for himself and he sells the other two to two other Oivdei Kechavim? What you've done is you've caused now a new shchuna. You didn't cause it directly, but by selling one large lot to an Oivdei Kechavim, which is permissible, right? You're now going to make a shchuna. He may subdivide it. He'll bring in two others. Et shenzana shchuna. Omer Abaya alefnei mifkadinon. In other words, what we would call a grama la grama type of situation. The chamam only asked the kuntra of Yosef going and making a shchuna. But I have to worry about, I'm going to sell it to an oivin chum, and then he's going to subdivide it. That's already not a direct action. This is a grama. Now the lashon of lifnei de lifnei sounds like we're talking about a lifnei iver situation. What lifnei iver we're talking about? We're talking about Chas v'shalom, be a hezek, these three together. So Toisus has two pshatim. If you look at the Toisus, alefnei de lefnei loy mefkadina. Initially, Toisus says we don't really mean lefnei iver. We don't mean lefnei de lefnei. Ha'isim lebalmo. Says no, as avart, a metaphor, a marshal. Kolayim elikuli hayve chashina. It's like we say one gzeira, yo, a gzeira le gzeira. That's already kind of remote. You would say far fetched. Gzeira le gzeira loy gzerina. See, here too, one gzeira they said is don't sell three to three separate oivdei kechavim. They'll come together. It's an ashchuna. Dos nish. One azoy vait they were not goyzes, and that's the first pshat. Inami says to, he says no. We talk mean lefneiver. Kim the iser shchuna shlo yavi hezikli Israel. If you're going to allow three oivdei kechavim to live together, chas v'shalom they may have plots and plans against Bnei Yisrael, whether it's in rochnias or in gashmias. In other words, to try to be mashpia on them avodah zarah, or to chas v'shalom plan together v'shvichas damim. If you're going to give them that setting of having the three houses together, oh, so then you're facilitating that type of chas v'shalom activity. Karlei michshol lifnei ivus, and then you are making a michshol that by bringing these oivdei kechavim together, they're much better off living far apart from each other. You're bringing it together, and that's why. The Gemara says Rav Yosef, that's awesome. But if the Oivei Kechavim splits it up, that's already as a gzeira l'gzeira type of situation. If they lifnei the lifnei, you don't have to worry. Somebody has a question? Yeah. Can you go and... Again, this is a witty comment or this is a serious kasha? I thought that everything that you do has a lot of wit in it. You're always with it, whatever you say. But anyway, whether you can go make a condition. Our Gemara doesn't go into that level of detail. On the surface, it seems like that vis-a-vis three individuals don't sell. One individual, you don't have to add a condition. I'm not concerned that one individual is going to go and subdivide and make three separate houses out of it. I can assume if he bought it for his own purposes. And therefore, no issue. Okay, now at the end of the Mishnah, you recall we said, not for residences, because we're afraid he's going to bring in Avodah Zarah into the house, and there's a din of lo sovi te'eva. You can go and sell it to him for commercial purposes. Rashi said, Lamushal, to make out of it a storage house. That's okay. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah, Af b'mokim she'amu lahaskir, is machlal de'ikaduchta de'loy mugri. The mashmois is There are mekoymis that you're allowed to be maskir, but there are the mekoymis that you're not allowed to be maskir. Now, who is the one that says in our Mishnah that there are mekoymis that you're not allowed to be maskir? That's Remeir, because Remeir starts off the Mishnah, Ein maskirin lehem bat the Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, what the Mishnah now says is, after makshom lehaskir, in other places where you're allowed to be maskir, like Remeir, where are those other places? Like in Syria, and in Chutz La'aretz, but don't go and be maskir residences, because of Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to go be maskir storage houses and things of that nature. That stems very nicely with Remeir. But if you go to Rabbi Yossi, back on the third line of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, everywhere you're allowed to be maskir, Eretz Yisrael maskir lembatim. In Syria, not only be maskir, you're allowed to be moicher. And Chutz La'aretz, kol shken kal v'choyme ben benoishu kal v'choyme moicher. So for Eitim Mara, since the Mishnah starts off Abamakim Shomel Haskir, even in those places where you're allowed to, Mechlal, so there, by inference, it sounds like the Ikaduch de Loimogri, that there are places that you're not allowed to. That only shims like Tremeir, doesn't shim like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no such place that you're not allowed to be Maskir. So Kimur, stomach Kremeir, the stam part of the Mishnah is like Kremeir. So Rabbi Yossi, because Duch de Mugri, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can always be Maskir everywhere. Everywhere. So even though our Gemara a moment ago said we paskin like Reb Yossi, however, in terms of the Mishnah itself, the Stam Mishnah is taka like Remeir, but we do not paskin like that part of the Stam Mishnah. We paskin like Reb Yossi. Zok Gemara bayit, ubechol mokim lo yiskar. In all places, don't be maskir, a beis hamerchit. And the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, because neishin nikra al shemoy. Zok Gemara, what does that mean? Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer lo yiskar lo yaskir od the merchatz le'evi kachom neishin nikra al shemoy. So what's the problem? By the chum zeh, this pagan, this idolater, he's going to do malacha on Shabbos and on Yontif. And so vos is, so people is going to be a maris ayin, that people will say, oh, look at Mr. Goldberg, who owns this base of merchatz. In fact, it's well known throughout town. This is Goldberg's base of merchatz. And it's open in Shabbos and Yontif, rachmun litzlat. People won't know that Goldberg went and rented it out to their goy, Mr. Smith, Mr. McGillicuddy. They're going to assume that it still belongs to Goldberg. So it's not a problem for Maris Ayin, and people are going to go and say that he's hiring and using goyisha workers on Shabbos. Cholil b'chas b'tudis nish. So therefore, lo yaskir, because once the merchatz gets the name Goldberg's merchatz, it's not going to change no matter how many goyim are working there on Shabbos. Okay. Right. So you're asking, Manishtano, shouldn't we say the same thing with Gabi other types of stores and establishments? So apparently, America's was well known, and groceries were not as well known. Maybe the word would get around more quickly. I would have to assume that maybe, you know, the masses go to the base of America's because they didn't have private showers and private baths at home. So everybody in town went to the Merchants. Where are you going to? I'm going to Goldberg's Merchants. Goldberg's Merchants. When it comes to grocery stores, presumably there was not a monopoly, just one large base of Merchants. There were numerous grocery stores. And when people went into a grocery store and they saw that the storekeeper was a goy, the person back of the counter, they probably asked, I thought this grocery belongs to Goldberg. No, he rented it to me for a year. I have a long-term lease for a year, for 5 years. I'm taking care of the grocery store. So apparently, there was not the same concern that there was Nikris al Shemoy. You know, there was no big, big sign on this. I'm sorry? Yeah, that's why the Mishnah uses that expression, right? What was the Lush in the Mishnah? Everybody knew in town that this is Goldberg's, and you can have 1,000 goyim working there. They said, yeah, that's Goldberg's America. So you, whatever you're going to say, I can't convince you otherwise. But apparently, when you go to a grocery store, you see who's working there, and you see that the guy there is Smith or McGillicuddy. Oh, what are you doing here in the grocery store? Oh, you didn't hear, I leased it. So now when the person goes home, he goes and tells his wife, and he tells his children, it's no longer Goldberg's grocery. Now it's Smith's grocery for the next year or two or whatever.
Zoktimar, we only talked about Oivik Chav. What about the Kusi Mai? What's it din by a Kusi?
As we know, Kusi is in that twilight. Is he considered to be a Jew? Not a Jew because of the fact that they were Gerim, but were they Geri Emes or Geri Arroyes? Or not Geri Arroyes, were they only Gerim because they were afraid of the lions? That's a sugya throughout Shas. So, what's the status? Since we said that you're not allowed to go and be maske the merchit to the Eivik Chavim, it's a mashma to a Kusi Mai would be shari. That would be okay. What's the reason why it's okay? So explains Rashi, because the Kusi doesn't do malach on Shabbos. He may not be as erlich as a regular Yid, he may not be a real erlich a ger tzedek, maybe it's a ger Kiri Arroyis, but nevertheless, he's very, very careful about not doing malach on Shabbos. So you don't have to worry about people saying that Goldberg's Merchitz is open on Shabbos. You can rent it to a Kusi. Frank Timura, I still have a problem. Kusi, Eimer, Ovid, Bey, Malach, B'chol, Shal, Mayit. Maybe the Kusi will keep the base of Merchitz open on Chol HaMoed. And as we know, Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do a malacha, any type of malacha, except for malacha's Dabra Oveh, something which is, if you don't do it on that Chol HaMoed, you're going to incur a loss. But otherwise, regular business, you're not supposed to do in Chol HaMoed. So, I should be concerned, although the Kusi is very makbid in Shabbos, but he's not makbid in Chol HaMoed, he's going to keep the major merchitz open in Chol HaMoed. So why don't we have that same concern that's nikra al shmoi, that Goldberg's merchitz is open in Chol HaMoed? Says him, that's not a problem, because Chol HaShmoed, anami nami avdinan. Even we Jews, from Erlich Yidin, that are Mekayim Kol HaMitzvahs, we go to the base of merchitz and we use it on Chol HaMoed. You got to use it on Chol HaMoed. The Kovid Yontif, the Kovid the second days, the Kovid Chol HaMoed, you got to use the base of merchitz, so that's something which is permissible. You're allowed to keep a supermarket open on Chol HaMoed. People need to go and buy food. You're allowed to go and open a grocery. You're allowed to do a base of merchitz. So this is a permissible type of malacha. So there's nothing to worry about that the Kusi is going to work in the Chol HaMoed because I'm also allowed to work in the Chol HaMoed. Frank Dumar Abba Sadeyu, what would be the din of a field? La'ovid k'chovin, mai. Since we say that we're talking about a base of merchit, what do we say about the base of merchit? That you're not allowed to be maskir to a goy. Why? Because they're going to keep it open on Shabbos. What about being maskir a soda la'ovid k'chovin, mai? It's mashma that it's shari. It's mashma that is mutter, right? Because he's only saying there's a problem with the base of merchit. But I'm allowed to be maskir a soda la'ovid k'chovin. Mashma that that's my good friend, let's go back to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, the last two lines, O b'chol mokoyim, lo yaskir lo yesameret. What means b'chol mokoyim? B'chol mokoyim means not only Eretz Yisrael, not only Syria. Even in Chutz La'aretz, where in Chutz La'aretz we had a machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yosi, kuli alma moide, then in Chutz La'aretz, not only you're allowed to be maskir batim, they'll even be moichlam batim. Both Remeir and Rabbi Yosi hold you're allowed to be moichlam batim. Sai in Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael. Sai, you're in Chutz La'aretz, period. You're allowed to go and sell, and you're allowed to be maskir batim in Chutz La'aretz. Zok gets the Mishnah. However, b'chol mokay, throughout the world, everywhere, from America to Eretz Yisrael to Australia, and everything in between. What's it in? Loyaski Lois Americans. You're not already masking America. Because this no longer has to do with Loisachonim. That has nothing to do with Mafkir Trumas and Maestris. This has to do with Maris Ayin of people saying that a Yid is doing Malacha on Shabbos by hiring Goyisha Payalim people to work in the Beis Americans. So this is nothing to do anymore with Batim and Sodois. Nothing to do with Trumas and Maestris. All has to do strictly with Merit. B'chol Mokas. Even in Chutz La'aretz, even here in New York, do not rent out your base of merchitz. Itzach Mashma says, our Gemara, since we left the Batim and Sodais, and we don't say, B'chol Mokim, don't be maskir as Soda, because of Marisai. We say a base of merchitz. is a mashma that we've already finished Sadeis. So that you're allowed to be maskir, you're allowed to be moichir, you're allowed to be maskir, a base a sada b'chol mach. Talking about even chutzlat. Frey Timur, why don't they have the same concern? That since everybody knows about Goldberg's merchitz, people know about Goldberg's field. Goldberg has owned this field for 25 years. He works very hard in the field. He cultivates and all the rest. How are you allowed to go and do a lease to a goy? He's going to be working on it on Shabbos, and people say, oi, 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 Goldberg's people are working on the field on Shabbos. Avasadeil, lo'evi kechovim mai, l'chorit shari. Frey Timura, my timer. What would be a good reason to distinguish between Soda and between a base and merchit? Oh, very simple. Because in the Soda, Arisa Arisuse Kovit, people will say that he is not a paid worker, he's an Oris. You all know an Oris is a sharecropper, and he doesn't get paid, but he takes a share in the income. Lemechza, Lishlish, Vilervia. That being the case, he can do whatever he wants. He can work 7 days a week, he can sleep 7 days a week, he can work, he can go on vacation. He has to go and give his chayt. So people will say, oh, this guy that is working, he's an Oris, and therefore he's not doing it for the Yid, he's doing it for himself. He wants to maximize income and profits for the year, and that's why he's working 24-7, all 7 days a week. Not doing it for the Yid, for himself. And that's permissible. Oris Arisusei Kovit. So Frey Timur, why don't you say the same thing by Merchitz? Merchitz Nami Amri Arisa Arisusei Kovit. Why don't you go and say that the guy that's working there, people automatically will be melamit chus and say, the Yid is not the one that's doing the work. It's the goy that's doing it for himself. Al tzaris. So tomorrow, arisa the merchitz le'avdim. That's not the custom. The custom is you can hand over a field for a year or 5 years, whatever, to a sharecropper and tell him, you do all the work and you just give me a percentage of the final net income. That was a standard procedure. But that was not a standard procedure in connection with a merchitz. So therefore, that teretz of Oris Barisi Kovit, nobody's going to be Melamed Tzchus, we're talking about an Oris. That wasn't the practice at that time. Presumably it's not the practice today either, to go and give somebody a merchitz and then say, okay, Mechvish Lishma Raviya, etc. Efshio. Okay. As what? Barry, what you're saying is 1,000% correct. That's what our Mishnah is telling us is. One Jew to another Jew can rent it, can lease it for a dinner a month, for 12 dinner a year, for 13 dinner, as you say, it depends on whether it's an Ibbi or not an Ibbi, you're 100% right. What the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, but a Yid is not allowed to go be maskir his base of merchitz to a Goy for a dinner a month. Why? Because he's going to go and do work on Shabbos Kodesh, and people say, look, Goldberg's Merchitz is working on Shabbos Kodesh. He's being over an Issa Diraisa of Shabbos Kodesh. What's it? What are you leasing? You have a painting, a portrait gallery, an art gallery? Yes. It's not Jewish. Right. Barry, it sounds like to me that what Reuven is describing, not that he owns the gallery and he's leasing the gallery to somebody else, but he's leaving some of his paintings there in a Goyish gallery for sale. If anybody wants to buy it, he buys it. Doesn't want to buy it, doesn't buy it. So there's no malacha going on vis-a-vis that particular painting. It's the the fact that the gallery is open on Shabbos and is open for business, that he leaves over there a few paintings for consignment, I don't think that the same halacha applies, because you're not doing any halacha, somebody's selling your painting for at his time and at his will, nothing to do with you. But anyway, any halachas l'maisa speak to a competent posek, a competent Orthodox rabbi. Getting back to our Gemara, we have one more shtickle Gemara over here. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Oymer, Layaskir Adam Sadeyu Lekusi Nation Nikris Al Shemoy. The Kusi Zeh Oysabay Malacha Bechol Shemoyit. Said Reb Shimon Elazar, don't go and rent out, lease out your field to a Kusi. Why? Again, it's called Goldberg's Field, like we said, Goldberg's Beis Amerchit, Goldberg's Field. And this Kusi is going to go into Malacha and Chol Hamoed. And it's not working the field, is normally not a Melechus Dovra Ove, because you can wait to cut, to plant, to plow after Yontif or before Yontif. Just missing those 4 or 5 days of Chol Hamoed is not the end of the world, it's not a Dovra Ove. And therefore, the Kusi is going to do Malacha and Chol Hamoed. You're not let it go and rent him that field. That's the Halacha Reb Shimon Elazar. Full stop. Now the Gemara is medayik. Sounds like are you with me, Brother Shai? You have a question? The discussion that we had earlier on the Gemara, the Gabi, the Beis Amerchit on Chol Hamoed, we assumed initially that this was not a Dover HaAved, and therefore, if the Kusi is going to open up this Beis Amerchit in Chol Hamoed, once again, don't we have a problem of people saying about a Jew, look, he's doing work in Chol Hamoed, it's not a Dover HaAved, terrible. So we shouldn't allow for a Kusi to go and lease a Beis Amerchit. He's not going to work on Shabbos, but he's going to work in Chol Hamoed. And the Gemara said, that's not a problem. You're allowed to keep a Beis Amerchit open in Chol Hamoed, not only the Kusi, but even us regular normal Yidden, we're allowed to go and keep open the Beis Amerchit. It's a Dover Ovid for the Tzibur. Everybody has to use a Beis Amerchit. So we have to go and take showers and baths, the Kovid Yomtiv, the Kovid Chol Hamoed. So that's Mutter. So that was the discussion. Now we're talking about a Sodom. So the Lechoyre, there's no heter of a Dover Ovid. There's no universal need to go and seed or plow your property, your field on Chol Hamoed, because you can always do it before Yontif, you do it after Yontif. That 4 or 5 days in between, L'chayra doesn't make a difference. There may be, you know, rare situations where all of the scientists and all of the people, the agriculturists come and say, no, this year you better go and plant or you better go and plow on Chol Hamoed, otherwise, you know, the world will fall apart. Maybe. But under normal circumstances, yeah, okay, well, you know, if there are these rare cases, maybe Taka Melech Dabra, it would be permissible. But we're talking about where there was no Dabra Ovei. It says, don't be masking your Sada to the Kusi, because he may do work on Chol Hamoed. So now the Gemara is Medayik. Avol, Oivik Chovin Mai, he only says a Kusi. Zaytzachos, maybe you can go and rent or lease this field to a guy. The Gemara's Diak is a bissel Shver, because why am I assuming that Oivik Chovin Mutter, maybe it's a Kal V'chaymer. Ma, d'chol yaskir adam sadei l'kusi. Navad avatna, don't give it to an Oivik Chovin, because he's going to be less machbid than the Kusi. Not only is he going to work on Chol Hamoed, he's going to work on Shabbat, etc. Anyway, the bottom choice is, addresses that. But in the meantime, the Mor is medayik, only a Kusi is prohibited, then Chol Hamoed. But an Oivik Chovin is Mutter. What's the reason why you're allowed to go and be masked at the Oivik Chovin? He's going to do malacha not only in Chol Hamoed, but even in Shabbos. The Amri, because people will say, like we said earlier, Arisa, Arisuse, Ovid. Because the Oris does it on his own. Although I own the field, he's not working in Shabbos because of me. He's doing it on Aldas Atzmoy. I didn't tell him to work in Shabbos. He's an Oris. Zihochi Kusinami Amri, Arisa, Arisuse, Ovid. Why don't we say that even if the Kusi does decide to do malacha in Chol Hamoed, everybody will say, that's not Goldberg that's doing the malacha, that's the Kusi. So, l'chayr, the same svara should apply, as we're saying, of Arisei the Gabi the Goy on Shabbos, we should say the Gabi the Kusi on Chol Hamoed. Everything more Arisusel, Shimon Elazar, less late.
he doesn't hold the whole din of Aris. In other words, he holds that even in Aris, you still have that same problem of Yid owns the property, and Goyim are working, even if they are called Orises, still it's prohibited. So Frank Timura, my time of mutter. So why are you telling me, vis-a-vis the Kusi, even if he's an Oris, it's also because he doesn't hold any heter of Oris. Of the Gabi, you say it's mutter. Why is it mutter by a Goy? If he's going to do work on Shabbos and a Yom Tov on your field, people will say, Goldberg's working on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Every morad, amrin and lay, vitzai is, because if you tell the Goy in advance, I'm making up with you, yes, you can lease my soda for a year, but one condition, Shabbos and Yom Tov vacation. Do not do any work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Size, he listened to you. Why? Because that's a condition, and you're telling him, I'm not allowed to do work on Shabbos. You, Goy, also don't do work in Shabbos. That's why it's mutter. So, Ibazoi, Kusi nami amrin alei, vitzayis. Tell the Kusi, you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. Shabbos, he's not going to do malacha. But he's going to work on Chol HaMoed. Betunish, tell that to the Kusi, and he'll listen to you. Everything more Kusi loy tzayis. The Kusi will not listen to you. Why won't he listen to you? The Omer, anog min etzvei minach. He's going to say to the Yid, I know the Torah better than you. In other words, a Goy will admit he doesn't know Hilchus Shabbos and Hilchus Yom Tov. If you tell him you're not allowed to do work on Shabbos Yom Tov, right? He won't do it. You tell the Kusi you're not allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed, he'll say, Rabbi, I know the Torah and I know the Halacha better than you. After all, you have a lot of such Amaratzim, they'll tell the Rabbunim, they'll tell the Erlich Yidin, Ich kem mechoz besedidi. I know the Halacha better than you. So they're not going to go endless. Ah, if that's the case, like the money halchi, my irium nation nikus al shemoi. Typically, mishum lefne evil esitin mechshad. Going back to the reason for the kusi working in Chol HaMoed, look back at Rabshim and Elazar. This is not the Mishnah. Rabshim and Elazar, the first wide line. Rabshim and Elazar, oimer lo yaskir adam sadeh lekuzim nation nikus al shemoi. Based on what you're telling me, that the kusi is not going to listen to you, and he's going to do malucha on Chol HaMoed. You're over on the fnei evil esita mechshal. If he's not going to listen, you're handing him over the dvar aveira. You're handing him over the field, knowing fully well he's not going to listen. He's going to go and do malucha and Chol HaMoed, and it's not a meleches dvar ovei. Chas v'shulam. You're facilitating his being over an aveira. And for the Gemara, is a bezoi my iri mishum nikras al shemoi. Tegel mishum lefnei evil esita mechshal. And for the Gemara, you're 100% right. Here, in fact, two reasons Rav Shimon Elazar. Chod v'oikam. Chod v'shem lefnei iver. V'oy, the other reason is, v'shem nikris al shemoy. So, in fact, even though Rav Shimon Elazar did not say those words explicitly, but you have to add them in parentheses, Rav Shimon Elazar has two reasons you're not allowed to be maskir soda lekusi. Number one, al lefnei iver, is going to work on Chol HaMoed. And even worse than that, people say that Goldberg is working on Chol HaMoed. Aye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Therefore, two reasons not to be maskil. That only applies to a kusi. It doesn't apply to a goy. Because if you tell the goy, don't work on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's a precondition. That's why he'll listen to you. So you don't have to worry about lifnei iver. He's not going to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And you don't have to worry about that people will say that Goldberg is working Shabbos and Yom Tov because he's not going to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So those two reasons don't apply to a goy, it only applies to a kusi. The boy said, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.